A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chaf, Megillah 20a, pagination is 39. The Mishnah, towards the end of the line, midway on the page. Ein Kodin es HaMegillah. You're not allowed to read the Megillah earlier than a certain time in the morning. And the Mishnah lists off a number of other things that are also included in this rule. Velo Mullin, for example, Mila on the eighth day cannot occur until after a certain time that it's called morning. And the Mishnah tells us at the end of the Mishnah, Achetonetz Hachama, until sunrise. Once it's sunrise, then it's indeed the new day, and you can do these mitzvahs. Again, our focus in Maseches Megillah is to be allowed to read the day reading of Megillas Esther. The Mishnah concludes by saying, V'kulin sha'asu misha'ala amud ha-shachar kosher. But there's a time called amud ha-shachar, sometimes referred to as alos, and that time is 72 minutes before sunrise, and that's technically considered day already. And if a person did b'di'evid, after the fact, lain the Megillah during that time period that precedes sunrise, then he was yotzei the mitzvah. One wonders, if it is day, so it's day. So what's the reluctance? And if it's not day, so then how could you possibly be yotzei then? So Rashi points out, "De'me'alos hashachar yemamahu." From alos hashachar, from this earlier time, 72 minutes before sunrise, it is day. Halachically, it is day. Avalafish einakol bekiyimbo, but because not everybody is an expert regarding this transition and at what time it actually becomes day, tzurichim lahamtin at hanetz hachama. We want you to wait until actual sunrise. But if a person didn't, the Mishnah is telling us that you were yotzei as long as it was after alos hashachar. We have a general rule that shas hadchak kidieved domi. If a case is a case of pressure, difficulty, challenge, so then you're allowed to apply, at least in many cases, the di'eved rules. And therefore, the Mishnah Bura in Simen Tafresh Pe Zayin Sifkaton He tells us that if there was an ones ktsas, a little bit of a position being stuck, you didn't have a choice, yechol likros alechatchila mishaola amud hashachar, you're indeed allowed to read the Megillah after alos. You might have an example that a person is on shift, Purim, medical profession in particular, and they weren't able to get off for Purim, so they want to be able to hear the Megillah read, or read the Megillah personally, early as possible. So that would be an example of ones ketzas. We don't want the person waiting until 5 o'clock in the afternoon before they get the Megillah read. So we would have them read the Megillah even before sunrise, as long as it is indeed after alos. This principle that we have, that alos already does the transition into daytime, even though it's not yet sunrise, is a case that we discussed, really amazing, regarding recital of the nighttime Shema. We discussed that technically one can read Shema already, the day Shema, from Netz HaChama, b'di'evid, because it's already daytime. I'm sorry, even from Alos HaShachar, because it's already daytime. But we also found that if a person did not yet read the nighttime Shema during that time period, after Alos HaShachar, you could also read the nighttime Shema. The reason is because it's still B'Shach Becha. There are still people that are going to sleep at that time, it's like the last opportunity to still get some nighttime sleep, to get some winks in, as the expression goes. And therefore, that time period could be defined at times both for the daytime Shema, because it is the start of day, and the nighttime Shema, because it's the last opportunity of Uveshachpecha, when people go to sleep. It can't be used for both on the same day. A person cannot do the nighttime Shema and the daytime Shema during the same time period. But it is an interesting, flexible time where we're paskening that it's day, but it's still b'shachpecha. Let's turn over to the next Mishnah on today's daf. So we're on Chaf Amud Beis 20b, pagination 40. And the Mishnah on Amud Aleph was addressing the earliest time to recite Shema. I'm sorry, to recite Kriyas Megillah. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss the latest time for Kriyas Megillah. Masnisin, about a quarter of the way down. Kol Hayom Kasha L'Kriyas HaMegillah. The entire day is kosher for reading the Megillah. So you have all the way till sunset. Person's supposed to be zrizim akdimim, do it as early as possible. We don't want to take chances. A person would get distracted. But technically, a person can still be mekayim the day mitzvah later in the day. Ulukriyas hahalel, and the same rule applies by reading halel, reciting halel. Litkiyas shofar, hearing the shofar. Ulinatilas lulav, taking the lulav. Ulitfilas hamusafim, and davening the musaf tefillah. And there are others also listed in the Mishnah. Let's skip down to the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, minalan, how do you know all this? The Omar Kra, so the pasuk for Megillah is, v'hayomim ha'ela niskarim v'na'asim. These days are observed, and it's referring to days, and therefore the day reading has to be by day. L'kriyas ha-halel, how do you know that halel can be the entire day? D'chsiv, the pasuk says, mi-mizrach shemesh ad mivo'o, from the start of the sun in the east until it sets. Mehulal Shem Hashem is the time to praise Hashem. Also, Zehayom Asa Hashem. This is the day that Hashem made for us to rejoice and thank Him. Netilas Lulav, the Pasuk says by the Arba Minim, Ulakachtam Lachem, by Yom Harishon. On the first day of Sukkis, you should take the Arba Minim. L'tkia shofar, yom teruah yihiyah lochem, day, v'lamusafim d'chsiv d'var yom b'yomo. There's one piece that I forgot to do from the first side of the blot. I'd like to go back over there. Right in the Gemara as it begins, there's an interesting concept that I think is worth our mentioning. We have from the two Mishnayos, the start is sunrise, but you could bring it back as early as Alos HaShachar, and the end is going to be sunset, and that's what we get from the Mishnah on Amud Beis, that you could do the mitzvah of Megillah the entire day. The Gemara on Amud Aleph, Minolon, how do you know that you could recite the Megillah, you could read the Megillah, only during the day, the Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'hayamim o'ela niskarim v'na'asim, the same Pasuk that we just quoted on Amud Beis to tell you daytime, Bayom in balayla lo, daytime yes, night not. And this is the piece that I wanted to observe. Maybe this would be a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. To Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we mentioned the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. On Daf Dalid, Chayev Adam likros es haMegillah balayla v'lishnosa bayom. A person has to read the Megillah at night and to repeat it by day. So if it's a day mitzvah, so you can't do it at night. What's the night all about? And the Gemara answers, Kiktani ad yom. Obviously, when we're saying it can only be done by day, we're referring to the day component of the mitzvah, and that's what it means. Hayomim wa'ele niskorim v'na'asim bayom in balayla lo. And that's the principle that we have, that in certain cases we refer to the day reading as the primary reading, but that doesn't change the teaching of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that you're supposed to read the Megillah at night as well, corresponding to the way they davened in the time of crisis, both night and day. So we rejoice both night and day. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.